I started out, it's nearly 10 years ago now, and in those days, a mini disc recorder was the best, easily affordable medium to record on, and that's what I started with. But then, about 5 years ago, I got some advice which was invaluable from somebody who worked as a BBC producer, and I asked him what I should buy, basically, to set up and become more professional about what I was doing. And he recommended a machine made by Marantz, the 660. So I acquired one of those, and he recommended an Audio Technica microphone, which I'm still using, and I'm still using the Marantz. Since those days, Marantz have produced a new machine, a 661, which is just smaller, more portable. You can mount it on a tripod or on top of a camera. So I haven't made that my regular machine yet, just because what we were saying earlier about sort of familiarity. I just want a bit more time to get used to using that machine. But that's going to be my main machine. If you're doing it seriously, it's not a bad idea to have a backup machine. Now, in most day-to-day circumstances, that's probably overkill. But if I'm going out to do an interview with a visiting author who's only in the country for 2 days, I don't want something to go wrong. You know, there might just be something that goes wrong, maybe the memory card or something, some foul up. So I will always take a backup machine. And the one I'm using as backup now, the one which we're recording this on, is one which I would recommend for people starting out. It's affordable. I think it's less than £200. And it's made by Sony. And it's called, I think, the PCM M10. And it's the little brother of the Sony sort of flagship portable digital recorder, which is about £2,000. And so they've stripped that down. It's not the same machine, but it does a very decent job. It's got decent inbuilt mics. It can take external mics. It's got astonishing battery life. That's one of the things I discover in this business, is that you get through a hell of a lot of batteries, and this machine, the batteries will last for a very long time. You can put in micro SD cards, which will give you 8 hours recording, as well as the inbuilt memory. So it's got a long memory, it's got excellent battery life, it's extremely portable, and for the price, I think it's got a very good sound quality. I think it would be wrong to fetishize the kit, although there's always, you know, I'm as susceptible as the next person to cruising the internet late at night looking for glitzy new recording devices. I think it doesn't matter as much as other factors. I think the most important thing is the one we talked about at the beginning, making the interviewee feel comfortable so that they give you their best, because ultimately you want the content, and obviously you want to achieve a basic level of competence in the actual recording, because no one wants to listen to a recording where the microphone's been very badly placed or the levels are peaking all the time. But really what people want is the content. So I mean, you can test that thesis to destruction by using very low grade recorders, and I have used a very small Sony recorder which records only an MP3, and it's about the size of two small boxes of matches. It's the most portable thing you can possibly imagine. And the sound quality, frankly, isn't really very great. And I put out one podcast using that, and I wasn't at all happy with the result. So you do, as so often, get what you pay for, but a reasonably good recorder in the right hands, handled correctly, can probably produce a better result than a very expensive recorder, which is being used badly. And if you listen to podcasts online, you often think, well, why didn't they just handle the microphone a bit better or avoid making some fairly obvious mistakes? The microphone that I'm using is about £100. And again, you can probably get a microphone for between 75 to the sky's your limit, really. But I'd have thought for a decent entry-level microphone in the region of £100 would be fine. The recorder, yes, you can probably get a serviceable, a decent recorder for not much more than £100, I would have thought. And the more professional ones are £400, £500, £600. So it's quite a good range. And also look on eBay. I mean, my most recent recorder was bought on eBay at a very decent price. The software can range from free, as we said, to a few hundred dollars. Then there are consumables like headphones. Again, I think you could probably use. You could use your earbuds that you use with your iPod, or you could splash out and spend a bit more. But the ones that you're using, which are mine, I think only cost about £30, and I think they've got the great advantage of portability. And that's the other thing. I often travel to interviews on my bicycle, so I don't want a lot of heavy kit. So there's a consideration there. What will fold up and be easiest to transport? So the consumables, you get through a lot of batteries, memory cards, you have to have spares. But I'd have thought you could get set up with a decent sort of rig, with a decent external microphone and all the peripherals for in the region of £200 to £300.